Number one, find someone who is God-fearing. Marry somebody who is God-fearing. When the person is God-fearing, the rules that you establish for yourselves in the courtship becomes easy to obey and adhere to. For instance, you say, as long as we're in this courtship, we are not going to have premarital sexual relationship. This is our standard. The day it happens, this relationship is over. That was our agreement before my husband and I got married. If you want this marriage not to hold, then allow this to happen. Then that is the end. All right? So you marry a God-fearing person. Number two, marry somebody who has a complementary vision for life. A complementary vision. Not that you want to serve God full time and the person wants to serve God minimal time. Not that you want to engage in a certain vocation and the person wants to engage in another vocation that is diametrically opposed. There's no how you can do such two assignments together. All right? Number three, you marry somebody who is honest, who is real. Don't marry a fake person. Brother, don't marry a fake person. Sister, don't marry a fake person. I'm sorry, this brings us to the issue of appearance now. Eh? Don't marry somebody who, I read a story of somebody in, was it Malaysia or something like that, that sued the wife he married. Because after they married, after the wedding day, the next morning when he woke up, he said, that woman I'm seeing is not the person I married. What happened? The makeup had transformed her. And so when she slept and woke up in the morning, without the makeup, she definitely was not who he knows. It was a serious matter. He said he's suing her to court for damages. Some of us women are not real. Everything is fake. Everything is added on. Or some things are added on. I wanted to list them. You know them. Sisters, you know them. But unfortunately, the brothers don't know. A few of them know, but they hide their head in the sand like the ostrich that believes that if I don't see the danger, then the danger does not exist. Brothers, please be real to the person you want to marry and let the person also be real to you. You don't have hair on your head, let him know. Let him be happy to marry you without hair on your head. That might be the attractive factor about you. Whatever it is, be down to earth, be real. Can I tell you something? This, my hairstyle, is the best to my husband. I'm telling you something. And he says it in a very funny way. When I finish plaiting the hair, he says, I like your fine hair. Not the way he said to a little girl, I like your fine dress. That's how he saw me. Number four, does he respect you? Does she respect you? Does she submit to you? Will she be humble and stay submissive to you after you're married? Does the man respect you or he talks down on you, talks down at you? Well, if you carry yourself loosely and he has had everything he wants to have from your body, he can talk to you anyhow and you can't blame him. Number five, does he respect your wishes? Or does she respect your wishes? Are your opinions counted? Or your suggestions already? You haven't married. You make a suggestion and it's thrown out of it's discarded. These are important things to take note of. Number six, does he encourage you? And does he strive to bring out the best in you? or he's in competition with you, or she is in competition with you. These are important things. Number seven, does he serve God? Is he obedient to God? We already talked about him being born again or she being born again and being God-fearing. But another thing is he obedient to God? For instance, you come into church, senior pastor says, pray these prayers every day or as frequently as you can. And from Sunday to the next Sunday, he didn't pick up the prayer bulletin to pray. He didn't go out on evangelism. He hasn't read his Bible throughout the week. She hasn't done anything in that line. There's no commitment to the things of God. If you want to marry a Christian, marry a Christian. If you want to marry somebody that has no relationship with God and you are comfortable with that kind of existence, that's fine. But the issue is, determine what you are entering into before you enter. It's not after you marry, you come and complain. Number 8. This one, some people might object and some might accept. Does he respect his mother? Does he value his mother? Some say, oh, my mother is a witch. My mother is a witch. Then that means she gave birth to a witchlet. Inasmuch as that cannot be ruled out, because we know there are wicked people that exist and people that can kill their own born child as whatever, but what am I driving at here? Is he a person that has a healthy regard for his family, particularly his mother? Does he respect her? Does he respect her person? Or he talks at her anyhow, disrespects her? Is he somebody that the mother can say, my son, what you are doing is not totally okay. Can you correct it like this? It's a very big asset. But on the other hand, if you notice that he is under the control and manipulative hold of his mother or her family, that again is another thing to look at twice. You don't want to marry a baby boy. You want to marry a mature man. Just as you don't want to marry a playboy or a Casanova or a gigolo that wants you for only the money you have. In the same way, you want to marry somebody who has a healthy respect for the home and for the home setup. Number 9. Will he wait for you when you cannot be there? Is he patient? If you agree we are not going to have premarital relationship, is he ready to abide by that rule? Because if he can't abide by that rule, when you are married and you travel, he won't wait for you. Or when you are married and you are indisposed, maybe childbearing or something, he won't wait for you. He will go out and look for a girl that is ready at that moment. You are able to tell who he or she is by how they are. Finally, let me stop with this. Is he eternity conscious? Is she eternity conscious? Is he living just for the world and for the pleasures of this world? Or does he have a consciousness of eternity and plan to make heaven and plan to be ready for the rapture? There are some people that want to go to hell and want to take others with them. Don't hang around with such people. Next time we talk, we'll talk about some things to identify. For instance, brother, you are in a relationship and the only thing the girl wants from you is money. Money to do her hair, money to buy a new bag, money to buy a new shoe, money to send to her uncle, her brother, her sister, her auntie, her everybody. You haven't married, you should build a story building for her father. Without regard of what you have, you need to analyze it. Are you going to be able to cope with that kind of a person? But you know, I discovered something. Amen. I read a story one day. A young man he had three ladies that he was contemplating to marry. So he gave each one of them $5,000. That is like 1 point something million, right? So he gave each of them $5,000. He wanted to use like to test how they'll react. The first one took the money, used half of the money to do a complete makeover, got herself a new wardrobe, did her face, did everything, everything, and came out looking, oh my God, very beautiful. And then bought a few things for him. New shirts, new this, new that, to make him over too. The second girl took all the money and used all the money to shop for him. And picked up one or two things for herself. Said, my emphasis is you. Then the third girl took the $5,000 and put it into stocks and shares and bonds and treasury bills and stuff like that. And after a short while, she even brought him back the original $5,000 and still had more than that $5,000 which she reinvested. So they asked the young man, which of them will you marry? Sisters, which of them do you think she should marry? All right. Thank you, sisters. God bless you. That is your opinion. Brothers, which one will you marry? No, be so. Do you know the person that will marry? The most beautiful one. The most flashy one. They are not considering the one that will take care of him and multiply his resources. They are not considering the one that has him as number one in their mind. They are more concerned at the most beautiful one. Stand up on your feet. Brothers, it's not all about how beautiful. In as much as they should be beautiful. Don't marry who you don't like, oh. If you don't like the way she looks, don't marry her. Because she won't transform. She can get better, but the shape of the nose will remain the shape of the nose. So like it. Like it the way it is. It can be enhanced, but like it basic. But please, marry somebody who will help you to reach higher heights. Women want to help their men. Did you see all the women unanimously said they will marry the one that multiplied the money? Unanimously, most of the women. But some men just want to marry something beautiful, without brains, without conscience for your money. May you not miss it. If you believe it, shout a loud amen. Lift up your hands and let's pray tonight.